It's also time for us to speak to Di from the Waiheke Library, and also, looking outside, I'd say it's time to sort of start getting some of your summer reading sorted out. So we're going to have a little chat about that. Welcome, Di.
Good morning. Thanks, Brent.
So, summer holiday readings.
Yeah, so we have our annual summer holiday reading program for the kids aged between 5 and 12. And it's, and lots of people on the island will be familiar with that. It's called Hot Summer, Cool Books. And it's run throughout all of Auckland City Library. So it doesn't matter if you're holidaying here or you live here, you can still partake. And the idea is to enable children with incentives, because there's lots of good prizes, to keep reading during the holidays. And so they come and register. They pick up a little passport, and it's monitored, so they have to come in four times over 6 weeks, and they get a little incentive every time they come in. And then at the end, there's system-wide, there's a fantastic, like computer notebook to win, cameras, and there's Whitcool vouchers, and lot of stuff. So we're involved in that, and we usually have up to 50 children registering, so we'd like more, of course. And you come in, and every time you come to register, you chat to the librarians about what you've enjoyed the most.
Right.
So it's really just, inspiring them to keep reading over the summer. And so, do come into the library. As from Monday, they start coming in to register, and then they can't, come in and tell us what they've been reading and get a little stamp and a sticker and go in the draw for prizes every week.
Right.
Yeah, so nice. That's the Hot Summer Cool Books.
Yeah, good. And this is going on all over Auckland, all the libraries having this. That's an awesome idea, and they get a little passport as well.
Yes, the passport's their reading log, really.
Their reading log,
They can, it's like a passport. They can say how tall they are and what colour their eyes are, and they draw a little picture of themselves, and they quite like that.
Yeah.
So it's good,
And so presumably the library is making some suggestions of books that might be good for kids to pick up.
Because it's got a world theme, so it's like travelling the world. So it's sea, air.
Okay.
By road, and so it doesn't really matter what they, and in fact, it doesn't matter what they read at all, but there is that focus around anything to do with the world.
Yep.
And so there are book lists, but our children just tend to, come in and read what they
read.
I mean, there's lots of selection. Yeah, so no, it works really well.
Good.
Yeah. So, and the other thing that I was going to mention was, related to the children still, I'll stay with that, there's this awesome book that a librarian down in South Taranaki told me about for kids, and especially fantastic for boys and girls, and it's called The 39 Clues, and there's a website, which is the same .com, the39clues.com, and it's going to be a series of 10 books, and two of them are, the second one's out in 3 days, but the first one's called The Maze of Bones, the second one coming out in 3 days, 4 hours and 35 minutes, because it's on the website,
right.
Called One False Note, and it's about, and every book gets 6 clues. And it's about these two kids who are going to find the treasure at the end of the 39 clues.
Right.
And you actually win money. Scholastic Publications are sponsoring the competition or the hunt in New Zealand. And there's $500 prizes and there's $100 prizes. And you register at the website.
Right.
And you read the books and you figure out the clues. And it's like you're traveling the world, but it's all the answers in the book.
Right,
and so it's really, really exciting, and I'm reading it myself, but I can't enter because I'm too old.
Right.
But you've got to be between, ages 6 to 13. And so there's 10 books, and there's two out already, more or less. And over the next 2 years, you're basically traveling the world to ancient sites and various places to find out what this amazing bit of treasure is at the end.
Right.
So, I thought that would be a fantastic Christmas present.
Yep.
So get it from Take Note, hopefully. I've asked them to kind of stock it. Of course, you can borrow it from the library as well.
Sure.
But I think it's going to be really hot.
And what's the name of that book again?
The 39 Clues.
The 39 Clues.
.com is the website.
So are you, just on a little side note, I'm wondering, are you seeing an increase in these kind of books that actually have these tie-ins with websites, this kind of convergence of the book? Is that something that the publishers are starting to enter into a little bit more to...
This is probably the first major publication that I know of that's really interactive.
Yeah.
The website's awesome.
Really, yeah.
And so I've not heard of anything this. Because it has to be really amazing. There's some good key authors who are involved.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like kids have got to be held for 2 years while all these books get published.
Right, yeah.
So it's a long-term involvement, and I think it should hold their interest because, the prizes are amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's certain countries involved in this publication, so New Zealand's one of them.
Oh, okay.
And so I would encourage, lots of Waiheke kids to get hold of this book.
Yeah.
And I think there's, boys who maybe aren't so into reading or summertime doesn't really appeal. I think this book would. It's a fantastic Christmas present.
Right.
Yeah, so go and get that one.
Good. Yeah, I'm always on the lookout for Christmas presents.
So the age. Yeah, the reading ages. Well, I guess a good 6-year-old reader, because that's the registration, up until 13, it holds all that whole range of interest. Yeah.
Nice. Good.
Righty ho. So the other thing, moving on to adults, is the book club. I thought I would talk about the book club, the library book club. We have about 13 members in our library book club. And our December read is called A Spot of Bother by Mark Haddon. And most people will know this author. He's quite well known because he wrote The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which was an Asperger's type novel, around an Asperger's boy, and very well received. And then A Spot of Bother is not new. I think it's 2003. Fantastic holiday reading. Mark Haddon has a way of making a boring life really, really interesting. It completely gripped me. So it's quite an ordinary plot about, a family, mum and dad and the son-in-law and the daughter and the grandson and neighbours, and it's actually potentially really boring. And if you just take one sentence at a time, it's got like, why am I so held by this book? Because it's just a completely dysfunctional family, and yet he's got a really, really sort of dry humour in there that held me quite nicely. And it really has a plot that builds up, because the central character's having a mental breakdown. And he does that really well, and it just builds up and builds up and builds up, and then right to the end, actually, and then, it's kind of things are resolved. And in the between time, there's a family wedding that's going on, all the dramas, and then there's an affair that's gone on. And his language is really it's fascinating, considering the plot's potentially boring. I kept thinking about that the whole way through. So I would recommend A Spot of Bother for it's a great holiday read. It's easy to read, and yet it's really well written.
And so this is the this is what the book club is reading.
Yeah,
read one a month, or
we meet every month, and we have a whole variety of genres. We like to, we all put ideas in, and then I pull the books in from the system, and we all read the same book, and then we discuss. Because there's such a variety of us, some of us would go, I completely, got to page 10 and couldn't stand it.
Yeah, yeah.
And other people have gripped, I'd give it 10 out of 10. So that's what makes our discussions really interesting and fun.
Where does the book club meet?
We meet at the library.
Is it usually new books, or do you go back to the classics?
We do read classics as well, but we can't read the new books because they're usually people in the system are reading them, and there's a whole list of requests.
Yeah.
So I can only choose books that are really available and on the shelf, and pull them in from all the different libraries around the city.
I see.
Because I need 13 copies, and that's why this is 2003 and it was available for me to pick.
Sure.
Yeah. So no, it's we have a lot of fun.
So how do people get involved in the book club? Just come to the library and
Lots of people they tend to know about it, and they just come to the counter, and it's open to everybody. Yeah. So there's it's not a women's, it's not a men's club.
Right.
It's just a library book club. So
it's not like the movie Fight Club, where the first thing is don't talk about fight. Don't talk about book club. It's not a secret organization book club, is it? I've always wanted to start a book club
that. It's good, And we've just, actually, our book club's just been filmed for TVNZ.
Oh, really?
A couple of 3 Sundays ago,
yeah,
because they were profiling 10 different library book, not library book clubs, just book clubs in general. And I said, well, what's our point of difference? And our point of difference was that we were on an island, really.
What?
But they had men's clubs, and they had,
yeah,
there's a bunch of women in Remuera who are 90,
yeah,
and they meet, and but lots of book clubs are,
sure,
usually women in their houses.
Sure, yeah.
But
yeah,
ours is very, very different because we focus completely on the book.
Right.
We're not chit-chatting about,
yeah, yeah,
our lives.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would, yeah, be afraid of. If I was in a book club, I'd want it to be about the books. I actually was listening to an interview of someone talking on national radio a couple of days ago who was in a book club in the United States, and one of the things that they did in their book club was they had another peripheral book, which was a very difficult book. I think it was like Finnegan's Wake or something,
right,
by Joyce. And they would read, everyone would read 3 or 4 pages, oh, of Finnegan's Wake. And then as part of the usual book club, they would then discuss this very difficult. And he had said that it was taking them years because they'd only read 2 pages or something per meeting. So I think they reckoned they were going to, yeah, finish it in something like 9 years or something.
Gosh, that'd be interesting because we have our book club's quite mobile in a way. We,
right,
have people coming and going, and
sure,
we have a lot of people that, as you know, we have people on the island that live here for 6 months of the year and then,
right,
go back to England,
yeah,
because they can't live, mm, here permanently. And so we have those kind of people that come in,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
6 months and then they disappear, and yeah, all sorts of people,
that's
all,
great,
sorts of ages. Yes, that really works well.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of fun. So anyway, we're on TV next March.
Which show was it for?
It's called The Good Word or,
okay,
something. And it's been on before, and this is another series.
Okay.
But they've added this book club feature,
right,
as well, which will be quite fun.
Nice.
So there you go. Okay, so the other one that I'm, this is my last one to mention, which a friend recommended to me, is called The Zookeeper's Wife, subheading A War Story. And it's gripped me straight away. So this is non-fiction, and it's the Nazi time when Poland's been taken over again. Or not, yeah, again, because it's had several wars, of course. And the focus is on the zookeeper's wife, and this couple run the zoo. And it's just beautifully, beautifully written because the author has a real affiliation with animals and the nature of animals, and also, of course, the nature of people. And she weaves this, on our website we call it, she's got this exquisite sensitivity to the natural world. And that's what I'm really enjoying, is these nuances of the animals and how she cares for them. So her house becomes like a nursery,
right,
to all the sick and injured animals from the zoo. But then, of course, the war comes, completely destroys the zoo and Warsaw, of course. Some of the animals are still alive, but they use the zoo to hide the Jews, and they saved hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and had the bravery and the courage to do that with their zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the house, the zoo, is the central place,
okay,
where they're all, you know, with the animals in the war. And it's just entwined. It's a really, really interesting and not too harrowing at this,
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
I've just kind of got almost halfway through it. So, yeah. And it's, I think someone who enjoys animals, enjoys the nature of the human mind as well as, into, you know, learning,
yeah,
a bit of history about World War II.
Yep.
It's a great read. I've really just got hooked into it straight away.
Sure.
So, and there you are. I think that's it from the library, really.
And thank you, Di. I get it right this time.
Mm.
From the library here in Artworks, just right across from the radio station, the library. And so that was, we talked about summer holiday reading for kids. So that starts on Monday.
You come in and register.
Come in and register. The kids get a passport and encourage them to read. And we talked about another book that sounded really interesting, another kids' book. I didn't write that one down,
the
actually.
39clues.com. And 39's in numbers. So, you know, numerical, yeah, 39.
So hopefully that will be available down in
Take Note. So if they haven't, they'll buy it for you, of course, and they'll,
okay,
put the pressure on them.
Right, yeah, yeah. So, I heard it on
the
radio, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thanks, Di.
You're welcome. Thanks, Brett.